Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by 30%.
Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Frank Ocean is about to direct his very first movie, but will the industry let him get away with it?
There might be some new shit coming out before then.
Frank didn't just disappear. He left the entire music industry in chaos. After humiliating the biggest labels in the business, Frank pulled a once-in-a-lifetime vanishing act. But now he's plotting his next move, and every exec in the game is on edge. What a lot of fans may not realize is that Frank is way more dangerous than people realize, and that's why the entire industry is scrambling. Frank Ocean finessed the music business like nobody ever did before. But did he go too far? How did he orchestrate his most legendary industry scam of all time? What really happened during his violent showdown with the so-called King of R&B? And why are there some insiders convinced that Frank may be blacklisted forever? We've even invested hours of combing through the behind-the-scenes reports, court documents, and industry gossip, all to investigate claims that Frank might be destroying his very own legacy. Is Frank really guilty of biting the hand that fed him? And now, after nearly a decade in the shadows, Frank may be plotting something huge. But is he actually going to be able to make his biggest comeback of all time, or has the industry made sure that we'll never hear from him again?
I don't usually finish a song unless I want it finished and want to present it.
One thing's for sure, Frank Ocean may be a menace now, but at the beginning of his career, the music industry had him trapped. Frank moved from New Orleans to LA in 2006 and struggled to make it as a recording artist. When he ran out of money, he hopped from job to job, working at Subway, Fatburger, and Allstate just so he could scrape by. Frank Ocean at Subway is crazy. Nobody wanted to give Frank Ocean a chance on a record deal, but he realized he could make major money as a ghostwriter. We already did a full-scale analysis on how ghostwriting works in the music industry. Frank Ocean discovered that if record execs didn't want to sign him as an artist, he could still help other established stars make records and let the cash roll in. Frank wrote songs for Justin Bieber and John Legend, making enough money so he could move out of South LA and up into Beverly Hills. But there was a very big problem. Frank hated being told what to do, and he wanted to make his own music. And in 2009, Frank finally got a chance to make his dreams come true. He signed a recording contract with Def Jam and was on his way to being a solo artist, but there was another problem. Def Jam had zero intention of actually letting Frank release any music. They didn't even give him a recording budget. They basically signed him to shut him up, trap him in a record deal, and keep him close so he could still keep writing songs for their other artists. So, Frank Ocean decided to go completely rogue. He started recording music by himself, and in 2011, he released his debut mixtape, Nostalgia Ultra. Within weeks, the entire industry was hyped. Frank was acclaimed as the next big up-and-coming star. Fun fact, Diddy called up Frank's manager himself when Nostalgia Ultra dropped to try and see if he could sign him. That would have been bad. But while the whole world was celebrating Frank Ocean's mixtape, Frank was still pissed as hell. He took to social media so he could air out Def Jam, his own label, accusing them of trying to hold him back. Quote, Def Jam and any company that goes the length of signing a kid with dreams and talent with no intention of following through. Frank made sure to punish Def Jam for what they did to him. Not only did Frank personally meet with Barry Weiss, the CEO of the label, but he forced the company to write him a check for $1 million. Frank clearly did not come to play. That very same summer, Frank ended up beefing with one of the industry's biggest and most controversial stars.
We heard that there was a disturbance in the studio between artists. Can you confirm it all?
No information.
The whole world was going crazy for Nostalgia Ultra. Hip-hop legends like Jay-Z, Kanye West, and Nas all praised Frank's music and said they wanted to work with him.
My husband was playing this music, and this guy's tone and his lyrics just touched me. And after one song, I said, okay, who is that? Because I want them on a flight tonight. And he told me it was Frank Ocean. And I immediately reached out, and he came in the next day, and we did like 5 or 6 songs.
But there was one artist who didn't seem too impressed with the so-called king of R&B, Chris Brown. After listening to Nostalgia Ultra, Chris Brown tweeted, quote, "I f*** with Frank Ocean. Reminds me of a young James Fauntleroy or Kevin Costner." On the surface, that might sound like Breezy's trying to give Frank some props, but when you dig a little deeper, there is a ton of shade behind that cosign. Both James Fauntleroy and Kevin Costner were singers who were way better known for being songwriters than solo artists. Chris Brown was basically saying, hey, that little music you dropped was cool, but stick to writing. Breezy was broadcasting to the entire world that he thought Frank Ocean was nowhere near superstar status and just not on his level. But Frank wasn't having it, because he lit Chris Brown the fuck up. Frank Ocean responded on Twitter, quote, "I fucked with Chris Brown, reminds me of a young Sisqó or Ike Turner." Sisqó is famous for having the thong song and having dyed his hair blonde, and Ike Turner, meanwhile, was notorious for being violent towards his wife Tina Turner, and Chris Brown had already been convicted of beating his then-girlfriend Rihanna in 2009. Chris then got mad as hell and responded, quote, "At Frank Ocean, it was a compliment, you bitch-ass n***. Everyone claims to be the devil till they meet him." Frank's friend Tyler, the Creator, who was affiliated with Frank through their group Odd Future, jumped in and fully clowned on Chris Brown, calling him a stunt double for a highlighter. That's hilarious. A couple days later, Frank Ocean pulled up to the LA studio where Chris was recording new music and waited for him in the parking lot. According to reports, Chris's cousins found out that Frank was waiting for him outside, and they decided to press him. When Frank saw that he was about to get jumped, he hopped in the car and took off. But Chris's crew wasn't done. They chased the car out into LA traffic. That's mad reckless. Video got posted on social media that showed Chris's cousins screaming at Frank and following his car. Apparently, Frank wanted to squabble one-on-one with Chris Brown, but he wasn't about to let himself get packed out by Chris's entire entourage. Tensions had definitely escalated, and people were concerned that the whole situation was spiraling out of control, especially since Chris is notorious for claiming an affiliation with the Fruit Town Pyrus in LA. Chris decided to defuse the situation by tweeting, quote, "This beef is stupid, at Frank Ocean. I respect your music and you an Odd Future. Ain't beefing with nobody. Y'all could have that. Love." Tyler co-signed the peace treaty, responding, quote, "Shit got too real on both ends. I'm over it." But Frank stayed silent. Later that year, Frank announced to the world that he was gay, and rumors surfaced that Chris Brown was talking trash about him behind the scenes. Chris again jumped on Twitter to dead the rumors directly. Quote, "My opinion on the whole Frank Ocean subject is, love who you want to love. It's your decision. People stop searching for BS." From the outside, it looks like all the drama between Frank Ocean and Chris Brown was finally put to rest. That was until January 28th of 2013. Chris was working at Westlake Studio in LA when Frank pulled up and decided to block Chris's car in, preventing him from leaving. When Chris's team confronted Frank and asked him to move the car, Frank reportedly refused and claimed, quote, "This is my studio, this is my parking space." According to the police report, Chris Brown tried to piece it up and reached out to shake Frank's hand, but Frank didn't budge. That's when Breezy allegedly punched Frank, starting an all-out brawl in the parking lot. Over 6 people were involved in the fight, and Frank later told police that he heard someone called him the F-slang and that someone threatened to bust on him. Chris fled the scene, but Frank stuck around to talk to police. He declined to file charges, but later tweeted about the fight, accusing Chris Brown of sucker punching him. Quote, got jumped by Chris and a couple guys, LOL. Just a few days later, Chris Brown and Frank Ocean were both in attendance at the 2013 Grammys, where they were competing against each other in the same category. Frank ended up winning Best R&B Album, and while Breezy could be seen clapping, he definitely did not participate in the standing ovation. But that wasn't the last time that Frank's name would be dragged into beef. In 2015, Miguel claimed during an interview that he makes better music hands down than Frank. Miguel later clarified his comments by saying that there was no need to compare apples and oranges. I mean, that's just a better way to say it. The Migos even dragged Frank's name into another beef after accusations surfaced that the group was homophobic. When Atlanta artist I Love McConan came out as gay, Quavo, Offset, and Takeoff were vocally unhappy that he was getting support from other artists. Quavo later defended himself, claiming that he couldn't be homophobic because he had a record with Frank Ocean called Slide. It's a weird ass thing to say. Despite everybody bringing up his name, Frank did not make any public response. He clearly wanted the music to speak for itself. And in 2016, Frank used his music to finesse the very label that tried to keep him down.
He didn't put out an album in 4 years, and with his deal, he literally figured out how to get $20 million from Lucian Grange, drop his deal, figure out how to make the funds, apply to a whole nother album, give him a bullshit album, get out his deal all in one round.
Frank Ocean's first album, Chanel Orange, was celebrated as a groundbreaking, Grammy Award-winning instant classic. But it took years for Frank to deliver his sophomore project. His long-awaited follow-up album, rumored to be called Boys Don't Cry, was plagued by endless delays and missed release dates, driving fans' hype sky-high. When Frank later admitted he was suffering from writer's block, it also turns out he was putting together a master plan to get revenge on his label and walk away with a major bag in the process. In an interview, Frank Ocean described his relationship with Def Jam as a 7-year chess game, and on August 19th of 2016, Frank was finally ready to make his final move. Frank surprised fans by releasing a streaming-only visual album on Apple Music called Endless. The album was a 45-minute video of Frank building a staircase while music played in the background. While critics generally said they liked the project, fans definitely agreed that it was kind of a weird way to follow up Chanel Orange. It turns out that Endless was just a pump fake to get Frank out of his record deal with Def Jam. After releasing Endless, Frank's obligation to the label was done, and he was now free to release his actual second album with no strings attached. The very next day, Frank went back to back and surprise dropped the real album, Blonde. Blonde topped the Billboard charts with 275,000 copies and was ranked by music critics as one of the greatest albums of all time. But by dropping Blonde independently, Frank Ocean ensured that he alone would reap the rewards of the album's huge financial success, and Def Jam wouldn't see a single dime. Chestnut checkers. Frank is estimated to have netted over $20 million in profit because of how he released Blonde. Meanwhile, Def Jam, who had zero idea that Blonde was even a thing, was left holding the bag with a visual album that they couldn't really sell or monetize. Frank had gotten his revenge against the industry, humiliating record executives like no one had ever seen done before. But Frank was about to find out that running off on the plug comes with consequences.
Most people have a hard time predicting where I might be or what I might be doing.
As a newly independent artist, Frank Ocean was technically free to drop music however he wanted, whenever he wanted, but he was also responsible for managing his affairs completely solo without the backing and support of a major label behind him. With Blonde, Frank was able to collect streaming and sales profits himself, but that also meant he was responsible for paying out royalties. In 2018, Blonde producer Omaz Keith sued Frank Ocean, claiming that he was owed unpaid royalties from the album. Frank countersued Omaz Keith after the producer claimed he deserved co-writing credits on most of the album. While the two parties eventually negotiated a settlement, it signified that Frank may be having a little trouble when it comes to handling the day-to-day business of being an indie artist. By giving the industry the middle finger, Frank Ocean found himself on the fringe of the music business. While artists like Frank's longtime friend Tyler, the Creator, had become really skilled at navigating the award shows, interviews, and press obligations that came with being a superstar, Frank had pretty much shunned all of the above. He even declined to submit Blonde on to the Grammys, which is why the album was never nominated for any awards.
That's crazy.
Frank's decision not to play the game cost him valuable placements on streaming playlists, but it also let him benefit directly by focusing solely on his fans.
And honestly, that's the shit that matters at the end of the day, so
good. But in 2023, Frank Ocean torpedoed his reputation in an insane way. Frank was originally slated to be a headliner for the Coachella Music Festival in 2020 until the COVID-19 pandemic forced the event to be canceled. 3 years later, Frank was finally rescheduled to take the Coachella stage and deliver a hugely anticipated comeback set. It had been 7 years since Frank dropped Blonde, and Coachella was famous for all-out iconic performances from A-list artists like Beyoncé, Kanye West, Prince, and Tupac's hologram. People clearly expected Frank to deliver something that no one had ever seen before. And he kinda did, just not in the way that fans were expecting. Frank's Coachella performance was universal.
Want to try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Are we strapped every
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Actually slammed as a failure, lackluster, and a disappointment. Not only did he perform heavily rearranged versions of his songs, but he was also barely visible to much of the crowd. There was a random DJ set in the middle, and the whole performance was shut down early for violating curfew. Fans were pissed off, and Frank abruptly canceled his scheduled second appearance at Coachella the following weekend, claiming that he had a leg injury. Behind the scenes, insiders claimed that Frank originally had planned a far more elaborate performance involving ice skaters. According to reports, trained ice skaters have been rehearsing for Frank's performance for weeks, only for Frank to abruptly scrap the entire concept the day of. Frank even demanded that Coachella cancel their planned live stream of his set at the last second, sparking claims that he was acting erratically. Some fans defended Frank, speculating that he was grieving the death of his little brother Ryan, who passed in a car crash in 2020. But Joe Budden wasn't having it.
I smacked the shit out of you. What the f*** are you talking about, you f***ing idiot? Everybody is here for your stupid ass who ain't put out music in ages. Mm-hmm. And you can't even confirm if there's new music coming?
Joe even labeled Frank Ocean a scammer and claimed that his master finesse move against Def Jam had permanently damaged the industry.
He'll always wear the scammer tag. For me, that fucked up a lot of artists. He didn't care. Lost a lot of artists' revenue streams.
Yeah, that
he
fucked up
care.
A lot of shit.
Took Apple out the game. He didn't care.
Frank may have beat the music industry at its own game, but it came with a heavy price. Like, his own fans aren't even sure if they could trust him anymore.
Where's the album? We want the album.
It's totally possible that Frank Ocean might be done with music entirely. Frank's focus lately has been more on his luxury jewelry brand Homer, with pendants that range in price from $435 to $1.9 million. In fact, one of Homer's biggest supporters have been none other than Drake, who flexed on everybody when he rocked the Homer's most expensive piece courtside. Drake even shouted out Frank's brand on the 2022 song Sticky. Frank definitely appreciated Drake's support because he cleared a sample of one of his unreleased songs, Wise Men, for the intro to Drake's last solo project, For All the Dogs. But Frank's diehard supporters have been completely starved of new music.
I want to talk about why I'm here, because it's not because of a new album. It's because, not that there's not a new album, it's like...
Frank hasn't dropped any new singles since 2020, and while he promised that he had new music during his disastrous Coachella set, he hasn't bothered to follow through. There's been speculation that Frank's fuck the industry behavior, like scamming both Def Jam and Coachella, has burned way too many bridges and that they're completely opposed to working with him. Some fans even claim that Frank essentially blackballed himself. Just weeks ago, news leaked that Frank Ocean is planning on becoming a filmmaker. According to reports, Frank is in the process of shooting a feature film in Mexico City with industry actor Javid Johnson starring as the lead role. It's very possible that this could be the beginning of yet another Frank Ocean takeover, but the industry also may have learned their lesson to never do business with him again. Is it possible that we really might have seen the last of Frank Ocean, or is he secretly planning another comeback that will shake up the industry yet again?